This episode is brought to you by Rain Clothing.
That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their roster of bands as well.
Rain Clothing, on a mission for music.
This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Flow through you, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we're taking on a concept. No, not an ill-fated game show that happened sometime in the 2000s that nobody watched. An actual concept. Joining us this week on the show is inactive Cleveland comedian and podcaster, Devin Newsom.
I am very active in many ways, none of which are comedy. But
I was gonna say you don't exercise.
Yeah, no.
Not active. I mean, you podcast though. I mean, essentially, that argument could be made though.
I walk all day at work. That counts.
Like that does count, I guess. Except for when you're standing there.
You're in the service industry, you scum.
We have desk jobs, loser.
All right, Devin. So why do you hate greed?
I hate greed for a lot of reasons. I don't normally like to say I hate things.
A lot of people have told us that.
Really? Okay.
But they're lying.
Yeah, I guess so. There's a part of everyone that I guess likes to hate, likes to feel that rage towards things.
Let it flow through you.
Yeah, let it flow through you.
So let it flow through you. Why do you hate greed?
I hate greed because it's the cause of so many problems in the world. Like, I mean, it's always been around since beginning of time, I guess, or beginning of man and consciousness. It's like a thing where because we are intelligent and because we are able to get things for ourselves, that there's no limit to it.
Okay. So I don't think it's limited to humans because there are fat animals.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think it's just
That's primal though.
It's a primal thing. Like, is if you're gonna lump like gluttony together with greed, is that like, I guess in the animal world, eating is more currency than it is for humans.
Yes. Well, eating and sex.
Yeah.
Which, you know, given the opportunity, animals will have all the sex.
I'm just a primal fucking...
Yeah, as you talk more, I'm like, I'm an animal.
Yeah. We all are.
Given the opportunity, you will have all the sex.
I mean, like, but where does that stem from, though? I mean, like, what prompted you to be like, I want to talk about greed? Why, like, why you hate that so much?
I mean, it's pretty topical right now with a lot of the, like, I mean, with people running our country, rich politicians, pharmaceutical executives and stuff like that.
Right on.
It's to a point where like Martin Shkreli, like raising the price of that pill by like,
let's talk about that.
Hundreds of percent.
Like, let's talk about that, gang, because that's kind of my job. That's not a big a deal as everybody is making it out to be.
Really?
Here's why.
Okay.
Because he raised the cost of that pill is like, that's the price point now for an uninsured patient.
Okay.
All right. So let's say you've got Medical Mutual and you happen to need a drug that's going to kill this toxoplasmosis, I think is what the drug treated.
Okay.
Or something of that
nature. It's like a parasitic disease. And you need that pill, which is barely prescribed. Your insurance company already has a rate that they're paying for it, regardless of what Martin Shkreli says the price point is.
Okay.
Like, so it doesn't really affect that. If you have Medicaid, you're not paying for shit anyway. So it doesn't really matter what the price point is. Basically, all he did was he took the something that was never going to be used and found a way to mark it up on the books a little bit for the few times that somebody actually does get charged the full rate. And in the instances where they're going to get charged full, like your hospital bills aren't, like nobody's going to garnish your wages for your fucking hospital bills. That never happens. Yep. So
isn't it illegal? That's, they can't do it. They're not allowed to do it.
It's basically like, you know how on your credit report it says like, this is your medical expenses and this is like your actual expenses, because your medical expenses don't really count, because it's like, okay, yeah, like you got sick. Oh no. Like,
yeah,
it shouldn't count. But you know, at the end of the day, nothing's going to happen except like, if you need non-emergent care at that hospital system that you owe a bunch of money to, they'll tell you to fuck off.
Okay.
But there are other hospital systems to go to.
Well, I guess more like just specifically that instance, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. I was unaware of that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It just, for PR purposes, it matters. But
yeah,
because
that dude also looks like a fucking clown. So fuck that dude. And his name is terrible.
I mean, fuck him anyway, because yeah, you know, the only reason to do that is greed motivated, you could
exactly
say. Because
was he the one who bought the Wu-Tang record?
Yeah, and then he said he was gonna like destroy it or let no one else ever listen to it. And I mean,
that's pretty greedy.
Yeah, just yeah, share
the dude's still a tool,
the rap music
like,
with the world.
The dude is still a fucking tool.
Yeah, it was an expensive record.
He's still an asshole, but you know, like, if you're going to hate him for the right reasons. The fact that he marked up the price of a drug that nobody's ever going to see like that price point is whatever.
So I guess more just like the fact that healthcare is so expensive. Yes. It's, I mean, and it comes from a lot of things like malpractice suits and stuff and doctors having to protect themselves on one end. But like the people up top are so rich. That's why I hate greed overall. There's people that are way too rich, and they have every freedom to do it, I guess, set up in the capitalistic society. But like, there's people starving and people that can't afford to see a doctor or get like actual appropriate healthcare.
Appropriate healthcare is a good way to put it. Yeah, that is a problem. Some people have too much money, but it could be argued that they earned it.
Yeah.
That's kind of like my thing is, because I mean, I've discussed this with people before. It's like, I'm all about social programs and shit. Like when people need it, mm-hmm, obviously, but like when people make a lot of money and they built themselves up to make a lot of money, I don't think they should be waxed at fucking 50%. Like, I think that's fucking wrong. Like, I don't, just because they make a fuck ton of money doesn't mean they have to give a fuck ton of money away. I would be way more, I mean, like, so we've talked about this before. I'd be like way more about like where everybody just pays the same across the fucking board.
Oh, Steve Forbes up in this bitch. He's going to flat tax us all into hell.
I mean, I don't know. It just, I don't know. I get it. Like, I listen to certain podcasts and shit, like, you know, one of the dudes from Impractical Jokers, like, I think he makes probably like $400,000 or $500,000 a year.
Okay.
He gets waxed at like fucking 40% or 50%. I'm like, that sucks, dude. Like, people think you make this much money, but you really make half that. Like, I don't know. Is that greedy? I feel like it's like, if it's earned, then it's fucking earned.
But that's not even like, I mean, yeah, that's rich compared to us. And like, that's a lot of money. Like, you could do a lot with that if you make that every year. And so like, at what point to me is it too much? Because there's only a finite amount of resources on the earth, and at a certain point, that's what money is. It's a made up representation for resources.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but like, at the same time, like, all right, so like in the entertainment industry, Like, that shit don't last forever. Like, you know, you have your flash in the pan, your 15 minutes of fame, whatever. Like, and those people still, like, they have to figure out ways to put that money certain places so that they can generate more revenue. So when your show goes off the air or you stop making money doing this or nobody wants to see you anymore, that you can live. You know what I mean? Like, because all that shit is hard work. I don't know. That's, like, from my perspective, like, that's how I see it.
Yeah. There's a lot of money that goes into the upkeep of continuing to make that amount of money. But I guess the question I have for you is, at what point do you look at somebody and go, you're being greedy and you're not just a hard worker?
I mean, that's a fine line. Donald Trump is above that line. Or below that line, whichever
either
way.
Yeah, the bad one.
Past the line. but I don't know. Like, what do you... It comes down to, like, what do you need? Like, I've been used to living on...
Minimal.
Between 20 and 30,000. Even less than that for a while. Yeah. Like, a year. And, like, it's... I mean, like, I'm still able to find happiness in a way. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people worse off than me. Absolutely. Like, maybe even I have some things that aren't necessity, you know? But, like, at a certain point, like, having a computer in today's world is a vital tool. And having the internet and being able to connect and do all these other things to stay in the world to make money, you know, is important to have. But, like, I do not... live like
I mean
a fancy life by any means.
No, yeah. none of us do. But like greedy, like I like the point, like where like those dudes that I mean like the people who have fuck you money that just like they just buy shit to buy shit, or like somebody with like a gold fucking toilet or like a boat. Like we've all seen that picture on the internet of the boat that has a dock for a smaller boat. Like you're a greedy piece of shit. You don't fucking need that. Nobody needs that.
No.
You need one boat, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's not even a necessity.
Everybody's allowed to have one boat, one car, one house.
Are we talking communism here?
That's where the conversation, I feel, is steering.
Yeah. Democratic socialist.
I think it's because...
Where's Ryan DiPerno when you need him?
He's off fighting the revolution.
behind Twitter.
Yeah. On the social media revolution will not be televised.
He put Dan Gilbert in his place.
He did. Dan Gilbert blocked me because I'm friends with Ryan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys get, wasn't it you and him who got into it with Trevisano too?
I don't remember how I got roped into that, but yes. I might have butt in. You know,
but
that's
like makes,
always a possibility.
That makes Ryan my hero, though, because fuck Mike Trevisano. He's a greedy prick.
That is a whole... Well, how is he... Let's... Okay, we're going to focus on one person here, and let's make it Mike Trevisano.
All right,
How can you tell Mike Trevisano is a greedy prick?
Because he hates on anybody that is doing anything similar to him.
Okay.
And he has... success. I mean, he owns a fucking restaurant out in wherever the fuck, Strongsville. Like, that dude has enough money to whereas he doesn't need to be an asshole all the time. But he's still an asshole all the time.
But isn't that part of the gimmick? That's part of what makes him the money, is that he's a raging prick. You know, he's... I don't know if he's the number one drive time show in the Cleveland area anymore. For those of you listening out of the area, Mike Trevisano is the AM drive time host in Cleveland, has been for many years.
As long as I can remember.
He's very, very large.
In size.
Yes.
And in audience.
Yeah. And he has a permed mullet.
He looks like he could be Jabba the Hutt's offspring.
And he does. He does. He looks like he could have slid out of one of Jabba the Hutt's orifices that you can't see on camera. and just have been born into the world playing cards, smoking cigars, and eating lots and lots of pasta. Hey! This is what he sounds like. I'm a Mike Trivisano. Hey!
I hope somebody from out of the air is like, I'm going to look this dude up. And they're like, that's not what he sounds like. That's not what he sounds like at all. Yeah. But he's an asshole.
Not many people do a Trivisano impression.
But that's a good one.
I appreciate that.
It's also my Ryan DiPerna and Anthony Savat and every other Italian guy.
No, Mike Trivisano sounds more like this. He sounds like Lee from The Improv.
If you did that, but like plugged your nose so it sounded really nasally, like that's Mike Trivisano's voice.
He's the goddamn worst.
He is.
At any rate.
And why he's greedy, I don't fucking know. I just assume that he probably is.
Are you thinking he's greedy because he's fat?
That might have something to do with it. That might have something to do with it.
Or, Devin, you're a skinny guy. Are all fat people greedy?
In my experience, yes. No.
And just for the record, Devin and I are related.
Yeah. My experience has been being Jordan's best friend for 20-some years or whatever.
However long you've been alive.
However, best family member, best friend. I think it's more the successful thing is probably why you assumed he was greedy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think it takes a lot of bad qualities sometimes to be successful in certain ways. A lot of certain people.
You got to be willing to step on somebody else's neck.
Yeah. And, I mean.
Are we looking at. It seems to me that you can interpret somebody's actions as being motivated by greed when, some people just have more of an ambition. It's not necessarily that they want all the things. It's just that this is the thing that they want, and this is what you got to do to get there.
Mm.
And, going after that one thing doesn't necessarily... I don't know. I'm trying to put it so that it makes more sense. I don't think success is a good barometer for somebody's being greedy.
Yeah, I can't say every successful person is greedy or motivated by that. And it's primal form. Like, ambition is like a product of greed at its most basic level. Like, you have to want more. You have to want things to go get them, and once you get them, you're still gonna have that ambition that doesn't go away. You're still gonna want more and more things.
Well, I mean at the same time, like, okay, so like I've been hard up for money before, so I do things that aren't on the legal side of the spectrum, if you will.
thehateflow@gmail.com to find out which glory hole Jordan will be at next.
Not what I meant, but we could go with that. We could totally go with that.
Emailing now.
This sounds like fun. Where can we meet? ? But no, like, I mean, you know, just doing like doing shit that you have to do to like get by. Like, is that greed? Like, when if I'm selling a product at a premium, when I essentially could cut you a price break. But I'm not gonna. I don't have to. Is that greed?
Well, that whole system set up by the most powerful having the most money, I feel like greed creates need. And the only reason why you're having to work...
Greed creates need or need creates greed?
That's a tough one. Yeah. I mean, well... So you have to... It starts off need creates greed.
Okay.
I think need came before greed until like conscious things figured out that they could get more things.
And I mean, I'm sure the first murder was probably motivated by greed or jealousy, which also be one and the same.
Yeah, totally. I would probably think that's, I mean, or hunger. But it turns to a point where you're getting more and more things and taking more for yourself and taking more than you ever need. So there's less for the bottom people to have, and they need to work harder to climb that ladder.
So
good retort.
So hoarding would be a good sign of greed.
Yeah.
You're taking things and you're just keeping them aside so no one else can have them. They're yours,
mm-hmm.
and that's your only motivation for it. That would be greedy. Okay.
God, when you say it like that, like I think of certain people, and I'm just like, wow, they're fucking really greedy. that's crazy. Definitely.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so, what is your least favorite thing that you've seen hoarded?
The fact that Trump has bought, I mean, all these guys bought countless domains, okay. just like websites that they're never going to do anything with, most likely, until someone wants to do something with them. And I don't, like...
Of course, some skinny nerd is going to say, I don't like how they're hoarding the internet.
They're hoarding my websites. I don't know. That's one thing I was just thinking of. I don't know what would be like the most.
I mean, it's obvious that you dislike people that hoard cash.
Yes, because it could be being used to save a life. There's like kids in third world countries who look like literal stick people.
There are.
Agreed. Definitely. However, I mean, you're talking on a multi-million dollar level because, like, when I have, like, $600 stashed somewhere, I'm sorry. Like, if I don't need that money right now,
oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's my fucking money.
Yeah, no.
I'm not feeding anybody except yeah, myself no. with it.
And really, you're only going to feed somebody on $600 a few months at the most, and then they're back to square one.
If he's not, I am. You're fat.
I was. You're fat.
Fuck both of you.
No, because you're fat.
You go back to Ethiopia. You go back to Israel. I'm going to stay here in America.
I don't want to go to Israel.
Everybody, I can say that because you guys love me.
Everybody will get mad at me.
Well, this brings me back to my main point, is that I don't understand, Jeremy, why your people need to take up all the gold.
All the gold? Look, y'all decided back in World War II, and I mean y'all, because y'all Gentiles, I blame all of you for that. You could have done something, but you're like, let's see how this plays out. So,
I feel like America was totally okay with what was going on until it was a direct threat to them. They're like, oh, well,
yeah.
Well... we could say we're saving the Jews, but really we're just going to go wipe this motherfucker out, which is exactly what they did.
So,
yeah.
But you decided that you were going to take all of our gold then. And, you know, even from our little teeth, you know, you just decided that you're going to take all of our
treasure. Looking at the black guy when you're saying this. You decided you were going to take all of our gold.
And all our jobs.
Mm-hmm. You took over basketball from us. It was our thing. And then we were like, yeah, let's integrate because we like playing with you. And then you take it over. Don't even let us design shoes anymore. Fuck. No.
My Air Judens.
I miss watching Michael Jordan play. He was the best.
I just love when he put his tassels and, you know, braids in the back so he could see, and his slam dunks were the best. Oh, sorry about that.
he was a tight defender. At any rate, no, but you took all of our treasures, and now...
That sounds greedy. You took all our treasures. You sound like Smaug the Dragon now.
Some of these treasures were being shared amongst the community.
Okay.
Or being saved for when, you know, the inevitable moment came where we could return to the motherland, so to speak, and rebuild shit. It's like... No. Well, we've got all this treasure hoarded away, so
yeah.
But y'all decide to take it. So now Like, you know, because there's this whole Holocaust survivor thing that happens to people where they're just like, no, I have to save all the things because you don't know what's going to happen. These people might go crazy.
Again.
And it sure as fuck looks like that, doesn't it?
It does.
So,
look like that a little bit.
You know, all the gold. We have to have it because we don't know when you fucking people are going to flip out again.
Like the current climate is looking like.
Yeah. You know, we're getting death threats again in places where we shouldn't be getting death threats in Cleveland.
No, definitely not. There's way too much. Dude, Cleveland's more diverse than any other fucking city in Ohio. That's for sure.
And like, we stay away from the West Side. What do you want?
Well, at the same time, it's like, as things get more diverse, that's when you piss off the hateful on the other side, because, like, I mean, a black guy became president and all of a sudden the Nazis take over.
Yeah, right. I liked him.
Are they hateful or are they just greedy? And those are the people that it's easiest to hoard stuff away from and rationalize it.
I think that's...
Well, I mean, their stupidity is beyond any... I mean, any group, if you break down any group of people, racist people are the most stupid people, without a doubt. I mean...
There's a lot of rich, racist people.
Being rich doesn't necessarily make you smart.
Yeah, there's a lot of dummy...
I mean, Donald Trump is a fucking billionaire, and that dude is not... Like, I would motherfucking love to take an IQ test against that dude. But I also use that as a bargaining thing a lot. Like, when somebody's challenging me, I'm like, let's take an IQ test.
Yeah.
I'm like, fully confident that I can fucking beat a lot of people.
I am, too, because all IQ measures is potential, and you definitely aren't living up to yours.
I thought you were going to say it measures potential. You have a lot, but you don't use it.
So.
Oh, shit.
To make it kinetic.
Kinetic energy? Like Gambit?
Well, yeah.
You have to put it in comic book terms for me. Or I'm not going to. Maybe I'm not that smart, I guess.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Says the guy with the Deadpool hat on.
Yeah. Because I am a goddamn genius. Deadpool's great.
I'm wearing a Chris Jericho shirt.
You are wearing Chris Jericho shirt.
You guys continue talking. I'm going to grab another beer. I've never said that on the podcast before, but I'm going to.
You want one? Sure. Why not? Thanks.
You know, we're greedy because we're hoarding all the liquor.
All the beers.
All the liquor and all the beers. Where do you encounter greed in your day-to-day life is more what I want to know. Because it seems like you're looking at it as an abstract, like this is a global problem. But, you know, closer to home, where do you really see it?
I see it almost every day, I think, at my job. I don't know if I could talk about them. They get kind of weird about...
He works at an upscale grocery store.
That works. Yeah. And
keep it like that.
We see a lot of people complaining about the most minuscule, petty things that it drives me mad. It really drives me mad. Like when somebody like comes in, they can only get 2 out of 5 of the cauliflower rice they wanted to buy.
Okay.
And they have to chew one of us crew members out for it. And
like that's your fault somehow?
Yeah, well, it's passing off, it's like placing the blame on me, but really what they're mad about is that they didn't get all of the things that they wanted, and they're addicted to getting more things, and it's definitely greed. And I mean,
one of the things that you'll find as you deal with rich people is that when certain needs get met, other needs develop, and those can manifest as psychoses, which you're experiencing with the guy that can't get the thing that he doesn't need but he wants, and he's used to having his needs met, so now his wants are becoming important. And
well, that's a drug addict fucking... Or an addict mentality, rather.
I mean, That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is, you know, once you don't have to worry about, you know, where your next meal is coming from, you worry about what your next meal is.
Yeah, like you always want something to complain about or
wow, that
need
holy
problems.
Shit. No, that dude, that's wow, that's actually kind of eye-opening. Like when I had to eat fucking ramen every day, I was thankful for that fucking ramen. Now I have ramen sitting in my fucking cupboard for months because I have others. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's a very, very interesting fucking point, Jeremy.
Instead, you have Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. it's where I shop, Aldi. It's Bonnie Italia, which I'm sure Ryan is very familiar with.
That Trevisano hey! Eats a lot of that too.
This is a Mike Trevisano for Bonnie Italia. Hey, when you're not eating in my shitty restaurant,
go get your macaroni and beef.
Eat what the customers eat.
But it is it's a very it is like an addiction, like you mentioned, Jordan. Like it's when you gain something, it's like the same, like
it becomes a standard.
Dopamine and adrenaline are getting released in your brain, and you like that feeling, and you get addicted to it because it brings you that joy, that momentary joy. So you want that again and again and again. It's the only reason why anybody wants a boat that comes out of a boat. Like, it's...
I mean, if I had a boat that came out of a boat, I would look at that boat going into that boat and immediately get a boner. Like, yeah, I have this.
I have a boat garage on my boat. Or in my boat, rather.
That sounds hot.
That's like something out of fucking James Bond, though, where it's like a submarine where you can put another submarine in it. You know? The fuck?
Yeah.
I think that happened in Captain America, maybe. I don't know.
There's something where it happened.
Yeah, it happened in something.
I think it was Bond.
It might have been, yeah, Goldeneye maybe. I don't know. Why are we talking about that? I think it was Goldeneye.
The more I talk about this, the more I want a boat with a boat garage.
Yeah, that should be standard. In my socialist America, everybody gets a boat garage and a boat.
Yeah.
See, now you guys are just wasting money. Because, like, I'm going to give the people the drugs that want the drugs. I'm going to give the people that want a boat. They don't need multiple boats. You don't need
more. You will when the ice caps melt.
No, you just need one big one, like Noah's Ark.
What if... Imagine, if you will, you're living in this socialist utopia, and you've got many people on your boat, but only enough drugs for two. What do you do? Do you hide somewhere on the boat, or do you get in your other boat that is parked in your boat garage and go for a little cruise?
Now I want two boats.
See?
Emergency drug boat.
Well, first and foremost, my first question is, do all the people on the boat want the drugs?
I mean, yeah.
Then I'm the fuck out of there, dude. Are we talking like Waterworld, or are we talking like I can see land?
You can see land.
Okay, this
is a socialist utopia that we're living in.
My fat ass isn't getting in the ocean, so I need another boat. All right, so now I'm on the two boat team. Continue. Right. You changed my opinion very quickly.
Yeah, so two boats. You just call me Two Boat Cheer from now on. Garage in every boat. Yeah, so you witness that at work. It's, you know, since you're an upper crusty grocery store, you're seeing more wealthy people. Are you seeing people like at your income level that are being obviously greedy?
I mean, even I'm guilty of it at times, probably with certain things. Like, just growing up unprofessional.
Oh, my goodness. This is why he is an inactive comic. He didn't turn his phone off as soon as he started doing something.
That's the first time that's happened, I think, on the show.
Yeah. Lots of firsts here tonight.
I feel honored to make that history for you guys.
That mistake. But now going back to...
I think growing up, It's definitely a very, to me, it's a juvenile thing. Like, growing up, like, with like, your sibling or something, like, if you, like, I used to get pissed off at my brother when he would use two tubes of frosting for his toaster strudel.
Okay.
And I mean, like, so I'd get him back. I'd be like, all right, well, I'm taking the last two next time for my toaster strudel, and you're not getting any. But then he just wouldn't eat the last one. I'd be stuck eating that one without any frosting. But
now
he's not making this up either. This has been like this has been a thing forever.
Oh, yeah. I believe you. Are you sure he wasn't doing that just to fuck with you?
No, and... definitely not. It's because he wanted fucking...
It's because he wanted two frostings.
Okay.
He legitimately, genuinely wanted two frostings.
I don't think now he would because he's a better cook.
Yeah.
Like, he understands, you know, what's the word? I'm exactly. Portion.
But there's little things like that throughout all of our lives, like... even being like greedy with time, like on the road, if we're like rushing somewhere and we don't let somebody turn or merge or something. I think we're all guilty of that on a level. But of my pay level, I notice people at work who I can assume are probably making around the same as me or my same age, similar life situation, tend to be the friendlier people.
Okay.
As far as like transactions at the register, more people will help me bag that I think are on my level. Like if I'm scanning all the things, they'll just start bagging.
Okay.
I see a lot of like more affluent people will come there and just like be on their phone or whatever while you just do it all. Even if there's a line behind them, you do it all, bag it all. It takes like almost like maybe takes like 7 minutes for an entire transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. But yeah, I definitely think on my level, like I think greed increases exponentially as you make more money.
Hmm. Interesting. So you don't see like, is it because you don't have the means to have a hoard that you're not greedy?
I mean, that could possibly very well be true because, I mean, you don't know how you react sometimes until you get in a situation. Although, I mean, I like to share things with people. Mm-hmm. For years, like whenever one of us is hurting financially, Jordan, the other one is more than willing to take care, mostly in buying things that aren't good for our health. But it's what we want, so we
yeah,
do it anyway.
We acquiesce.
What Devin is trying to say is Jordan gets his snack cake addiction filled by any means necessary.
Zebra cakes.
Boston Market trips.
Dude, Boston Market trips. It's fucking... There's no reason two people need to spend $30 at Boston Market, but we've done it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're greedy.
Ever?
And we like chicken.
You're hoarding all the rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, I mean, perspective-wise, to that starving stick figure kid in Africa, that's greedy of us.
I mean, I guess, but I mean, in all honesty, and this is like the debates you and me get in when we do this, but like, what can I do? Like, what am I going to do? Buy the fucking Boston Market chicken and send it to fucking Ethiopia? I mean... Or send the $8 that it was going to cost me?
That's exactly why I think it's more on the rich who have the means to help out a wide variety of people or a wide quantity of people.
Some would argue that...
Or a quantity of wide people.
Some would argue that they do, and there is an industry that is basically devoted to making sure that rich people's money gets where it needs to go. And those people make quite a bit of money doing that. Because basically it's, okay, you're worth $500 million. You are aware that you can't take all that money with you, so you have to give it away. But you also realize that your expertise isn't necessarily in charitable giving. Mm-hmm. Or building infrastructure like where it needs to go the most.
Mm-hmm.
So you pay off a few people to make sure that you know, your money gets where it needs to go and you get credit for it because that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest goes to your kids.
I.e. Bono.
Okay, yeah.
Bono fucking throws money around like it's nobody's business. Everybody knows about it. Yeah. That's why I was like, if I ever hit a certain level of success where it's like I had, you know, and I absolutely would. There's causes that I absolutely believe in and would give money to. But, like, I would not, like, be like, oh, everybody fucking needs to know that. Like, that's, to me, that's something that's, like, I wouldn't want people to know. Like, I want people to view me as, like, oh, he's a mean prick. He probably doesn't give anybody his fucking money.
Yeah. But,
I mean, but that is that really the only way to show that you're not greedy is that you're generous?
No, because you, I know people, I know a, not, I shouldn't say a lot, that's exaggerating, but I definitely know people that are very fucking generous and very fucking greedy. Very, very greedy.
I mean, it's a lot of appearance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. If you are like flaunting your wealth more, it probably indicates that you are a little more inclined to hoard money.
I mean, like, all right, so flaunting it. There's flaunting it, and then there's you. All right, oh, I'm going to do this for you. But, and I would consider falling under the greed umbrella, like, and then hold it over your head. Like, oh, well, remember that time. If somebody's going to hold something over my head, I'd rather you just not do it for me.
Yeah.
Like, that is, it's just not the way it's supposed to fucking be.
Mm-hmm.
And off mic, I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about, but it's just like, oh, yeah, I'll do this and this. Like, let's go out. Let's do this. You might be able to fucking figure it out. But it's like, yeah, yeah, I'll buy you beers. I'll buy you dinner, blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, well, remember that time? Like, no, dude, like, I didn't ask you for that. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I ask you for a favor, sure, I will return the favor. But you can't just fucking do and then expect.
Yeah.
That's my personal thought on that.
Basically, what Jordan's trying to say is he doesn't reciprocate oral sex.
That is not fucking true.
That is
and
bullshit.
Any girl that listens to this show that I've slept with, thehateflow@gmail.com, and tell Jeremy that he's fucking wrong.
Jordan likes to eat many things.
Sustenance, not always one of them.
I mean, that can be sustenance.
Yeah, if you're on a diet.
Well, no, it's you ever done so much drugs that that's really the only thing you can keep down?
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
So there's that.
There's that. When you can't get it up, but you can keep it down.
Okay. So.
Okay. So. I knew this was gonna be fun.
Because Jordan's psychic.
No, psycho, Jeremy.
Psycho. Okay. Okay.
Like an insane clown posse.
Jordan the Juggalo.
Jordan the Juggalo.
El Jordano Juggalo.
That's gonna.
El Jordano Familia.
Familia. Familia. Fago. Whoop whoop. Yeah, except it's spelled W-U-P-W-U-P.
Whoop. No, W-O-P-W-O-P.
Yeah, no, we can't be chanting that all over the place, as much as I'd like to.
Only at Ryan's Roasts.
Which, if you're listening to the podcast, that's coming up Wednesday, March 29th in Lakewood.
Former guest of the show, he talked about Glenn Beck. If you're a newer listener and you haven't gone back and listened to that one, listen to our Italian friend yell about Glenn Beck.
It was a good one.
I thought so.
I listened.
Yes, Ryan does a lot of good things, and that was one of them. But we'll be tearing him apart because I am greedy when it comes to roast jokes. I want to do all of them.
Save some for us.
Well, no.
No, but when you're the best at it, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, I can give Jeremy that. When you're the best at it.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jeremy is the best roaster that the world has ever seen, okay? Believe me. He's the best roast jokes.
Yeah. Devin.
Of all the jokes.
Has the fourth best Donald Trump impersonation in this house.
Yes.
I didn't want to get greedy.
So let's move on to you. When do you notice yourself getting greedy?
I notice it definitely in times where I am like a little bit more hard up for cash. When the stress turns on, it turns me into wanting to like pinch pennies with every single thing. Like, mm-hmm. And it, I mean, it comes with whoever you live with, family growing up, roommates, definitely. Like, it just turns into kind of, I mean, like telling people to turn the lights off, or like, I don't know if that count. I mean, because it is trying to save money in a sense, but like,
you're also conserving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that can be, that can't really be considered greed. Conserving is a great way to put it. Some people might say it's cheap, but I mean, in the past, I mean, any time that you and I have had money, we're certainly not cheap by any fucking means. We'll throw around money like it's fucking going out of style.
Yeah.
Especially if we're drunk.
Also, with the light thing, I think I was caring more about my electric bill than the environment in that particular
instance. Oh, he was talking about conserving that. Oh, no, I was talking about money.
Oh, conserving money. Okay.
Yeah, when you said conserving, were you implying like conserving energy or monetary?
Yes.
Fuck you. That did not answer my question.
You're greedy for this body, bitch.
That might be true.
I don't know. Like, I'm never finding myself in a place where I want to get the most things, I think. I think sometimes in comedy, I found myself in places where I was like, I want to be on all these shows, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. And like, I want these minutes. I want this time. I don't want to get bumped, you know, mm-hmm. like that type of thing. And I think that was maybe part of the reason that I kind of stopped doing comedy, because it was bringing out this like part of myself that I wasn't ready to look at and I didn't want to confront in a way.
It's time to confront it.
Here we are.
Because, you know, that's necessary if you want to do comedy.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like, you know, let's say, you know, you see out there, there's this concept for a show, and you're just like, I gotta have it. And so you take it, because you're a greedy bastard.
We stole your podcast idea. We made it better.
Because you're
all
greedy.
Right. We wanted the listeners. We wanted the fame.
We have the best listeners. We have the best guests. No, we didn't take them from anywhere.
You can't tell me that wasn't fourth best.
No.
I don't need to do a good Donald Trump. People call me Whore Donald sometimes. Jesus.
Our show is very similar, and I told George that when he told me the idea. And
he ignored it, and Devin went along with it. Because George is the white one. You're contributing to the fucking problem, man. That's all I'm saying.
However, as I'm doing it more and more, as I'm doing the show more, it has evolved into something that is not this show at all.
Oh, yeah. No, dude. I mean, obviously, that's all in good fun.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, but like at the same, like me and Sheer, actually, was it last night or the last time we hung out, we were talking about like our show from what it originally was has grown into something completely different than what we had originally.
Yeah.
Well, what you had originally intended. So you're welcome.
Yeah. It's, thank you.
That was a joke.
No, honestly, like, you know, one of the joys I get out of doing things like this is that, you know, my vision gets compromised. That's the bad way of putting it. But basically, it's like, you know, I have an idea and then other people's input come into it and it evolves into something else that ends up being way better than my original idea. So it's like, okay.
So you guys are still working with like the original Hateful Idea. You can keep doing that.
It's honestly to a point now where it's like, I think the past few weeks it's been, this is originally the guest comes on mm-hmm. and tries to defend something.
No, and I liked that about and, was Chelsea the first one or that or no not George yeah that episode was the first one where George you know, decided he was gonna
yeah
defend
now it's
something.
The past few weeks now it's been like George defending his terrible movie taste to us to myself and the guests, although 2 out of 3 so far weren't bad movies, I will say. In my opinion, I like them.
All right.
Not The Fast and the Furious.
That was the 1 out of 3. That's yeah, still that's, a bad
it's
movie.
God-awful garbage. And I'm not sorry. Anyway, I mean, we should, while we're talking about this, I mean, it's called The Second... Is it The Second... It's, no, it's just Second Shot.
It's called Second Shot.
Second
yeah.
Shot. The logo is... I mean, wait a second. You fucking took our artist, too. So I don't even want to fucking hear about not stealing shit.
So one artist can only do one
thing. That we both have known for yeah. 10 fucking years or so.
Who I've known longer.
Oh, yeah, I guess because that Olmsted Falls, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. But...
But anyway.
And that's Sam Holmes.
Anyway.
At Sam Holmes on the Instagram. That's homes that you live in, not homes that you hang with.
I actually came here to give you guys a cease and desist on using her artwork.
Dude.
You know, you do realize my response to legal threats is a gun in the face, right?
You do realize I want to die.
Ooh. We're going to work something out.
Just let me videotape it, so maybe I'll get a bunch of hits.
It's Facebook Live it.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Facebook perfect. Live. Yes. She responds to legal threats.
But no, Second Shot. It's fun. It's fun.
It's fun. I believe you guys will be on yeah, in yeah. the future.
I would say probably sometime in April. Is
I'm
what
excited
we're...
to know what like the topic's even going to be. Like,
yeah,
we
I don't
haven't even.
Well,
like,
initially what we
yet.
Talked about was you guys defending your own show to us.
Oh yeah.
Why you like it? Why we hate it? Mm-hmm. Which I think would be very apropos and fun.
It'd be a little
that
too.
Would be funny.
It'd be a little too meta. For even George.
Even someone with a Deadpool hat, though?
Also, yeah, we didn't even mention that. I mean, it's former guest of the show, George yeah, Dunn, George is Dunn. Who Devin does the podcast with.
Yeah.
So.
It's a fun little show.
It was a lot of fun.
If you liked a lot of the guests on this show, you can find them on their show.
We give your show a second shot.
Nailed it. Nailed it. No, that's no, it's good. I mean, it's definitely like it's a concept. I don't want to say the same concept. It's a concept because you guys are what, 5 or 6 in now?
I think 5.
You've
I
probably what, recorded 6.
We've recorded 6. We're doing the 7th tomorrow, I think.
Cool. I mean, it's like, and already in 5 episodes, it's like, it's gone into like something that your show originally even was. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's,
yeah, we're,
it's, I mean, that's any fucking out. Show. That's you anything get, you do is like, it's, if it's any amount of good, it's going to evolve into something better.
So the question that I have is for you, now that you've seen that comedy brings out this part of you that you don't like, what's going to happen when you realize that you have this thing and you can make it more widely available, but you have to tap into this part of you that you hate in order to do it?
It's something I've thought about a lot because I, at the beginning of realizing that this thing was there, I was totally like... happy to just say I'm done with it. Like I don't think I want that. I don't think I need that. And
you do have that ability for sure.
And it's a point where like I wasn't doing it, so I wasn't thinking about it. I started doing other things and trying to write like comics and write other things outside of just doing stand up.
Right.
And but like little by little, all these things would keep lingering, and somebody would ask me to do a show here. And now I'm like into podcasting and slowly getting more comfortable talking into a microphone again. And it's like sort of like a thing where like I told myself I wasn't going to do it, yet it's still there and it's building and building. So I think at some point I'm going to have to harness a way to do it without hating myself as much, which I think that's there. I think.
Well, I want to roast battle you, so you're gonna hate yourself.
It's coming to realize more that it is all a joke, and I felt the weight of a lot of my jokes, in the sense that were they helping things or were they exacerbating problems? Mm-hmm. I mean, on a small scale, obviously, I'm not doing any widespread audiences yet, but I think it's a thing where I'm figuring out a different strategy and being more comfortable being the part of myself that I like on stage, because I think it is possible, and it's accepting the part of myself also that I might not be able to change. So it's a balance, I think, definitely.
Yeah. But as far as, you do have a thing where you can go farther than you've been. Mm-hmm. In order to do that, you're going to have to tap into that part of yourself that says, I need all the stage time. And it's not necessarily, even in podcasting and things like it's not necessarily stage time, it's attention.
Yeah.
So how much attention do you need in order to consider yourself successful enough that you elevated your product to where it deserves to be? Or are you just more comfortable being where you're just making it and that's all it is?
I mean, as I find happiness in other areas of life, it's to a point where I'm happy making it, and whatever happens with it happens.
There's part of you though, I mean, just kind of gonna know you, so there's part of you that still wants it.
You still crave the attention. It's awesome, like being able to make people laugh.
Yeah,
and
definitely
getting
it so
and having people listen to you and respect your perspective of it, especially coming from someone who like grew up super quiet and wasn't the center of attention by any means. Like, it's good to feel that now. And I think at some point, like, if I am craving that attention, it's only because I want to change people's minds.
Okay.
On things.
So you think because your motives behind the attention are pure, that kind of assuages you some of the guilt of what you have to do to get that attention?
A little bit, yeah, definitely. But I still, at the same time, have to be open and receptive to the fact that I could be wrong. And I feel like we all have to keep changing and realizing the parts of ourself that isn't bettering the world and isn't helping in some way, because there's a lot of help that's needed. And I think that's the main thing, the main takeaway from this topic for me, or the main thing that I want to get across, is that I think we all have a responsibility to, if not make the world better, just like a ton better, just do your part and not try to drag others down, in a sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
what Devin's trying to say is he's pinko scum.
He is wearing a red sweatshirt right now. So. Is that a hammer and sickle?
MC sure Hammer is. And Sickle.
Dude, MC be... Hammer and Sickle. Nope, nope. Nope, 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 nope.
Hammer and Ticicle?
Who was just here?
I will tell you later.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can't forget this time. It was the last time he told me he was going to tell me something off mic, and we all forgot.
Forgot about it.
And then, like, I asked him, like, a week later. He's like, I don't remember, but I bet it was good.
Yeah, that's... No, I almost got myself into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, well... no. We don't want to do that. Just remember, we have... 14% of our listeners are women.
That's
not... more than Tell 'Em Steve Dave. 1% more, but it's still one more percent.
We want, I'm greedy for the percentages.
Oh, dude, I'm greedy for listeners. That's what I'm greedy for. I love it, dude. When I see more and more, I'm like, what's up? I want to talk to you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm back on fucking Twitter.
Oh.
And I'm still unfunny. Just wait until I'm drunk, people. And then you'll just get like 40 tweets and you're like, no wonder he was gone for 2 years.
Ordano is a drunk volume tweeter.
I'm surprised I didn't see anything on there from the other night.
I was too busy having fun.
You're too busy tweeting in real life.
I was too busy subtweeting about somebody 5 feet away from me to Devin. And I am not, I'm not a quiet person in general, especially when I'm drunk, though. So I'm sure that person heard everything I had to say about them.
Yeah, I was fairly certain they could hear everything you're saying.
Whatever, that person still likes the shit I post on the internet, which is still funny to me, so that's fine.
You know, sometimes you can...
I'm subtweeting on a podcast.
Yeah.
I don't want to use that person's name, though. I'm not, I mean, I don't like that person, but I don't want to be a total dick.
You can't be greedy for all the dickishness on the show.
That's true. Maybe that's what I'm doing. Maybe I'm being... See, this is how I give back. I can't be a total cunt. I have to let Shear be a cunt, too. Yeah.
Everybody gets to be a cunt, and everybody gets a boat that comes out of a boat.
Shears America. Yeah.
Not everybody gets to be a cunt. And wait. Some of you are really bad at it.
And wait, how do you resolve? Was it resolve conflicts with a gun? Oh no, you respond to legal.
I respond to legal threats with a gun.
I want to live in Shears America, dude. Yeah. Because I know I'd have a place in the cabinet, so I'd be fine. I might be a cabinet that he locks me in, but it's still part of the cabinet.
Yeah, we'll let you out when somebody needs a fat little boy to fuck.
When somebody wants fuckable lips, pull Hordano out. Oh, shit,
the
man.
The Department of Ejaculation.
One member.
After you're done with today's work, Hordano, you're not going to want to smell your fingers for about a week.
And just, there's me, just all for it. Like, I don't hate it. I'm just like, all right, yeah, it's cool. Shear just, like, feeds me Percocet, like, dog treats.
Oh, no, you're going to hate every second of it. Like, if there's one reason that I would feed you Percocets when you're my cabinet fuckboy, it's that I need you to get really high for a couple of days and then go through withdrawal for somebody's special request.
That's demented as fuck.
Look, some people want to pay for the whole, like, rescuing a crack whore experience.
Now I'm a crack whore. This is great. I've seen those videos online.
There are many
depressing
different...
as fuck, dude.
You can this is how money works, and this is why people want a lot of it. You can have any experience with a person you want if you throw enough money at it.
That's scary. That's a scary thought. Mm. That's greed. If you use fucking somebody else for your own, what's the words I'm looking for?
Entertainment,
and they don't like it, that's greed. Also, that's rape.
Well, they're doing it for the money.
What? Nah, not necessarily. They could be a captive doing it for somebody else's money.
Somebody else's money. Oh, that's okay. I thought you meant.
No, you're
for
no.
Your own...
I'm all for sex workers that are like on their own terms.
Okay, so we're talking.
You can follow him at Woke Jordan.
El Hor Woko Diablo.
Mm. So you can tell if a white boy's woke, he says sex work.
is that the proper nomenclature?
Yeah.
That's how you also know I'm woke. I use the word nomenclature.
Yeah.
And my best friend's black. One of my other best friends is Jewish. So fucking who cares? I'm fat. I'm a fat woke boy. Always wanted to be a fat joke boy, but just didn't work out that well.
Your internet comedian, El Hordano Diablo.
Fat woke boy.
At fat woke boy. Damn, dude.
You know how I know you're woke? You intentionally make yourself that fat and disgusting so you're not a threat to your lady friends.
I hope somebody comes out in my defense at some point, dude.
You're going to be doing commercials for Coca-Cola soon. Coke is woke.
Woca-Cola.
Woca-Cola.
I mean, I would. Most but it's owned by Monsanto, so they're greedy. I still give them money.
Everybody has a price.
Mine is a 12-pack of Coca-Cola.
And that's what we've learned today. You can buy the services of El Hordano Diablo, whatever those services may require, for a 12-pack of Coca-Cola.
I got ripped off.
$5.
Well, young Devin here has decided to give Ye Olde Comedy a second shot. So give his podcast a shot. Second Shot Podcast.
Thank I like
you.
It.
Thank you.
Available on SoundCloud.
And iTunes.
iTunes more concretely.
Yes. Yeah. I like, honestly, like, from doing the Fatitude era and shit, like, I learned very quickly that if you're doing a podcast and, you know, we got lucky with lousy weather, SoundCloud is a great way to host your podcast on fucking iTunes.
Cut this part out. Don't make your own podcast. Just listen to ours.
Yeah, don't make a podcast. Nobody likes what you... Nobody wants to hear what you have to say anyway. Not you, Devin. I mean, I always want to hear what you have to say, but...
All right.
Everybody else, no.
The plugs. Thanks, Pete Milk at Milky Way Recordings, taking care of us here each and every week. He's an audio wizard. And just contact him to find out what audio spells he can craft for you. And we already shout out Sam Holmes and, of course, the Lousy Weather Media Network and our sponsor, Rain Clothing.
Sure, where can people find you on Twitter and Instagram and...
Everything at Dirty Shear.
Dirty Shear.
That's everything. It's Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
He's got a lock on that shit. He's greedy with that fucking handle.
Stealing all my websites.
Same thing though for me.
What, you can't you wanted to make a Dirty Shear?
Yeah, it was I thought it was Afro Sheen. I always used to call it Sheer, Afro Sheer.
Okay.
And so I was gonna invent my own and make it Dirty Shear, but
man.
Not anymore.
Nope. Couldn't do it.
No, you can't do it. I suggest that you try anyway.
And I'm forever at El Hordano Diablo. If you don't know how to spell it, look at the fucking artwork and what you're listening to right now. Devin, what about you?
I'm at News on Devin. And also, drink Coca-Cola.
Are you at Drink Coca-Cola?
He's at News on Devin because Devin likes to picture that... you're reading your morning newspaper on his naked body.
Actually, this is the first time I'm thinking about it, and yes, that's true.
So there you go.
At News on Devin for tomorrow when you see that picture on Twitter.
Well, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates greed as much as Devin Newsom.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the discharge my bar. Daniel's his drunkenness. I keep my bruised and my brain edged under the punches, and I was meant to take.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.